Another land surface characteristic that presents an enhanced flash flood risk is areas that have recently been burned by wildfires, known as burn scars. The issue with wildfires lies in the aftermath effects on the land surface. Vegetation that normally acts to intercept and delay water entering the soil is removed during wildfires, so burn scar areas have a much lower infiltration rate. Additionally, soils that have been burned by wildfires are extremely water repellent and are equivalent to a slab of concrete. To make matters worse, soils remain hydrophobic for some time after the wildfire, in some cases up to 2 years after. To further illustrate the post-wildfire effects on flash flood potential, take a look at the schematic shown here. Here are typical conditions before the wildfire, where at the top of the soil you have a layer of organic materials referred to as litter, which is essentially any leaves or materials that have fallen from trees or vegetation. Beneath the layer of litter, you have the subsurface soil, which varies according to geographic region. During a wildfire, vegetation and the layer of litter is burned and transformed into a water-repellent compound which condenses on top of the cooler soil layer below. Ash and burned soil prevent the soil beneath from absorbing water. As a result, after the wildfire, the soil is not able to absorb any water during periods of heavy rain and essentially acts as a slab of concrete. Rapid surface runoff and flooding results over burn scar areas, and in some cases, mud and debris flow may result from the leftover burn debris and ash. Burn scars are some of the scariest flash flood threat areas because even moderate rainfall rates can see rapid deadly impacts due to these land surface characteristics.